two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Back on the chain gang. Dun, 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 dun. Back on the chain. Back on the chain gang. Dun, 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 dun.
I don't know any other words.
I saw a picture of you.
Yeah. Oh.
It was the happiest days of our lives. Whoa.
What a song.
And now I'm stuck at home because I got the bug. I'm so sick. I need a hug.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. Welcome to another episode. Testing.
Hi, Richard. So happy to have you.
Andrew, good to be back.
I love you. What happened with the mic? Do you have two mics there?
He brought his own mic.
I brought mine.
Which
still.
Is like irritating.
No, it's good.
It's good.
No, it's good.
Thanks, Andrew.
That's smart.
Thank you.
Well, he did that when he came to Tiger Belly. He brought his own earphones, mic, sprays.
I don't know if you've heard.
I have Corona.
Yeah. And I'm literally in the hot seat.
I know. But it doesn't linger for like weeks.
Yeah, well, tell that to the judge.
Welcome back to Bad Friends.
Welcome back to my favorite family, Bad Friends family. You know, we've got Jules in the house. She's playing her fucking video game with her friends, right? Online. You love it, huh? What's the game called?
Mobile Legends.
We've got Andrew, one of my bestest friends, Andrew Santino.
Hey.
Yeah. Fangul. Forget about it.
Pufanculo.
And then we've got
Rick.
Sherlock Holmes. What are you wearing?
It's a couple of things.
Yeah.
First of all, obviously...
Is this a crime scene from the 1800s? What the fuck is going on here?
Okay, are you
going
to burn me and give me a chance to reply, or do you have a list of jokes you want to get through?
I have no jokes. I'm just saying, what the fuck are you wearing?
We
Moriarty?
Know.
You think you're Moriarty?
All right. This is coming out on Columbus Day, and I wanted people to know that I wasn't making a joke if we ever get to explain my perspective on Christopher Columbus and what Thanksgiving stands for. So I just wanted to make sure I didn't make a joke of it, and also it's October weekend suit.
Uh-huh.
So...
Andrew, we made a mistake. I mean, do we make a mistake?
I got to tell you something.
Yeah.
Rick and I spoke before the podcast. Mm-hmm. He said, I want to dress up for the podcast. I said, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I want to honor the great Christopher Columbus. Who all of us, myself and Rick, people like Rick and I, white, American, hardworking males, we respect and we love Chris, and we think... The way he acquired this country was just, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, we are out of time.
I have to say that I was before the pandemic. I was in the Pechanga Casino and I was hanging out with my buddy Littlefoot, right? And
he told me from Land Before Time, Littlefoot. Where has he been for the rest 20 years?
Well, you know they're going to make a remake one day.
He can't be in it. He's not a little.
He's Bigfoot now. What? Who's Littlefoot?
From Land Before Time.
Was there a Littlefoot in Land Before Time? Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
What do you? Yes.
There was?
Oh, you don't know your own friend's credits? Maybe you should have him on.
Anywho, Christopher Columbus, although be it, you know, discovered the country, they did some bad things as well.
He didn't discover the country. I discovered bad friends. We have the indigenous, and here I am to say, this is mine. That's what Chris Columbus did. And as much as I don't want to get you, Santino.
Wait a minute.
I'm not.
Wait a minute.
You're out of time. I don't like what he did.
Yeah.
And what also, did he do?
He not what did only. He do? Okay, I'll tell you what he did. He left Spain. Okay.
He Thank came, God.
Yeah.
He came over, a shithole.
He came over here. And you remember the thing that people say? He didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock did something.
Landed on him.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's because of what Chris Columbus.
Plymouth Rock was an asteroid.
We'll be right back after a word from Marshall Rug Gallery.
I don't know.
If you're looking for just the right flooring, you need choices. And at Marshall Carpet One, you'll certainly find them.
Yeah.
We're back.
So anyway, let's talk. I don't want to talk about history right
now.
Right?
So I
want to talk about what we've been dealing with within our family for the last couple of weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
Which be it is that one of our family members... the Red King, right, got a little bit of COVID. You got a little COVID.
A little bit of COVID.
Do people know how it happened or no?
I do.
No, but do people know? Have you talked about it?
Yeah, I talked about it on my podcast on Whiskey Ginger with Dr. Drew in great detail. I got it watching football outside, having a couple of beers.
Fuck.
And then we played tackle football with a bunch of people we meet on Craigslist every Wednesday night.
No, yeah. Shirtless. Don't do that.
Why? What do you mean? That's...
Andrew, there's COVID is out there now. You don't know what your friends are doing, let alone what strangers on the internet are doing.
I put up a post on Craigslist, and I said, if any buds want to meet up, we're going to be at Pan Pacific Park.
Are you asking if people are tested?
I'm only trying to test their integrity and their athletic ability. I want them to show up and show off. And I got to tell you, it's shirtless. It's skins versus skins.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you score a touchdown, you're supposed to lick the sweat of another opposing player.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I don't know if that's how I got it or I got it from sitting watching the game outside, but either way.
Because I've been very mindful myself. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I have a charity once a week. Mud wrestling with the homeless.
I get it. I get what I'm walking into now.
I mud wrestle with the homeless. And, you know, before the pandemic, you know, we used to get completely naked, get in a vat of mud, and we would just go at it. And now we all wear condoms. We all wear condoms, and we also wear our face masks, right? But our bodies touch, but you can't get it via that.
I get the game.
Right.
Let me do one.
Yeah, do one.
Can I do one?
So,
he gets the game. Yeah. He has one.
I get it.
He has one. Go ahead.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I were fucking each other. Wait, what is it? What is it? I don't remember what it was. Do one more of them.
Oh, yeah.
Do one more. Andrew, do one more. Keep it tight.
I got COVID.
Yeah.
We're out of time. I get it.
That's it.
All right, here, I got it. I got it. So my girlfriend, Betty, lives in London, and when she traveled over, her arms are tired, blah, 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 ha, 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 and she had to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You could swear on this, right?
Yeah.
On her pussy, or... Oh, I want to start the whole podcast over. I do. Bobby came in not just judgmental, but bad. Bobby came in bad.
Yeah.
And Andrew's not wearing the suit. I'm hot. I'm real hot. I'm going to have to get a dry clean. So that means this podcast cost me minimum $25. I'm out of time.
Yeah. And the game was simple. You know,
I don't get it. Yeah. You guys are improvisers. I do written jokes. I came prepared with a written monologue.
No, because he did it. I'll tell you how it works. I'll just tell you how it works. He does a bit about doing the football thing, right?
And it's funny.
In my head, I'm like, oh, I get what he's doing, right? Maybe I'll add one. A make-believe thing. I don't really...
With a vat of mud.
Yeah. I don't really, you know, mud wrestling.
Yeah, yours wasn't really funny, though. I got confused because Andrew told a story that I couldn't tell if it was real or not, and it sounded like you were just like, oh, I'm Bobby, I'm a vat of mud. I don't know. Start it over.
All right, let's start it over.
Start it over. You promise you will? Start from the beginning?
Yeah.
We're already going.
Yeah, no, let's just start over for him.
We're already rolling.
Let's start over for him.
We're bad friends.
Stand over there. I'm going to introduce you. All right.
I know this.
You don't know the game.
Okay.
All right, and we're not playing that game anymore. We're done with that portion of the. We're done with that portion of the. You fucking freak of nature. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm the one that goes, maybe Rick Glassman can do it, and now I'm regretting my decision.
That's not true. I know Andrew was the one, and he told me that he was.
Okay, and so what I'm saying to you right now is that you're making a fool out of yourself.
You can call me a Jew. You can call me a Jew.
We're bad friends.
Back on the chain gang.
I saw a picture of you.
All right, Rick Glassman's our guest host, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. He's wearing a suit. We should do all the jokes that we did before. What are you, Sherlock Holmes?
I'm going to be so much friendlier now. I know when I'm unlikable, and I've been so unlikable. I'm going to do better.
Andrew, how are you feeling, though? Because, you know, I call you periodically. And then you go, oh, man, I'm tired. But it seems as though you're on the road to recovery, right?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel very good, actually. It's been 2 weeks, and I feel much better than I did before, that's for sure. Mm. It's been it's a bummer. It's annoying. It sucks. You are tired a lot.
Mm.
But I fought through it. I got the Halloween decorations hung up. There are gravestones in the front yard.
Yes.
There's skeletons poking out of the ground.
Yeah.
I put up lights. I washed both of the cars. I got into a fist fight with my neighbor, Jarlie. His name is Jarlie with a J, J-A-R-L-I-E.
Yeah.
I choked him out, but I was wearing a mask while I did it.
Uh-huh. Halloween mask.
I was wearing the Halloween Michael Myers mask while I did it.
Sick.
But I'm feeling a little bit better, boys. I'm feeling a little bit better,
right.
And I miss my family. I miss my bad friend's family.
I do too.
I miss you. I miss Jules. I cannot stand George, and I miss Andres.
Yeah, I can't stand George either. Does COVID manifest itself into the eyebrows? Because it looks very thick today.
Mm. Yeah, no, I puffed them up for you. I've been using this eyebrow thickening spray. It costs $14.99.
What's it called?
Does it look good?
What's it called? And is there a promo code?
It's called Thighbrows. Go to thighbrow.com.
Yeah.
You want your eyebrows as thick as your thighs? Go to thighbrow.com. Get yourself some thighbrow spray. $14.99, 24-ounce spray. I love it. Thighbrows.
Yeah, so I've been really concerned about you, Andrew, and this has been a really difficult couple of weeks for everybody. It was hard to keep it a secret. You know I'm a blabbermouth.
Mm. Yes, you are, big time.
You think I told anybody?
Yes, I do.
Who do you know that I told? Be honest with me.
Who do you know that I told?
Yeah, who do you know that I told?
I know, and we'll discuss it off air.
I didn't tell anybody, you piece of shit!
Yeah,
I kept it a fucking secret for two fucking weeks, bro.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, one person.
I know you did.
One person.
See?
Only one person.
Yeah. Who did you tell? Go ahead and tell people because I know.
Okay. Well, I want to first. I love this game, right? Why don't why don't you tell me who I told? I think that's a better route.
No. Why don't you tell everybody who you told?
All right. I told my mom.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Because she called me.
Yeah.
She said, "I heard you got up a COVID.
Yeah.
How are you peeing?
How are you peeing?
Feeling.
She said, how are you
peeing?
I heard peeing.
Peeing.
That's not even peeing. It's he was saying feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I was asking. I get it.
Yeah. It's because he's doing an accent. He made it funny by putting
You're not lactose intolerant, are you? I could tell by how much you're milking all of these questions. That's milking all of these questions with Bobby Lee. My name is Rick Glassman, and we'll be right back after a word from Marshall Wright Gallery.
You know what does...
Always with the snapping. What is this, West Side Story?
You know what does remind me of now is Jeff Goldblum a bit.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, without medication. on the fringe. Jeff Goldblum.
Are you allowed to talk about Jeff's... I'm sorry, Andrew, but are you allowed to talk about another person's medication? Is he open that he does that?
Yeah, I don't know that he does. I was just... Okay. Anyway...
He's got Jeff has been pretty open about his medication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about you too, Rick, I don't know how you did it, but months ago, you know, Kalila, you know, my girlfriend was like,
I know.
Can I just explain it or?
You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to do.
Mm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said, you know, I was.
Okay. Anyway.
milking it.
She was like, I don't know about that, Rick Glassman, you know? And then once you have this way about you, once you're able to do our podcast, you got involved, like you sold yourself to my girlfriend. Now she loves you.
I sold myself.
So what I'm saying is that generally when you meet people, is that how did you figure that out?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah.
Bobby, the thing is, much like Andrew, in fact, exactly like Andrew, people make up their mind about us right away. Now, they might be right. They might be wrong. We can't control that.
Yeah.
All we could do is either validate it or prove them wrong. So Kalila made her opinion of me, which was, I don't know. Apparently, she didn't like me.
Well, it's the same opinion that people listening right now is having.
Are having.
Yeah. It's that opinion. The hundreds of thousands of people listening to you right now is having that opinion of you.
You're absolutely right. And here's what I want to say to them. All I care about is you recognize, you don't have to think you know. I just want you to admit that you're not sure. When Christopher Columbus came and ravaged the indigenous people, and we are here to celebrate his accomplishments, just think about it this way. How would you feel if somebody came into your podcast studio, looked into the mic, and started talking for a minute without bringing a gift? You guys go ahead. I got something for you.
Okay, go ahead. He always brings gifts. That's what's nice about him.
It's really nice. And by the way, I'm annoyed that we skipped right over this Christopher Columbus stuff. I want to say happy Christopher Columbus to everybody. All the Italians, all the Spanish. Thank you guys so much for your support. Well, let's keep those statues up
what
of Chris Columbus.
Medium.
See, I wasn't sure. I'm serious. I wouldn't be surprised if you were medium, large, or extra large. Medium because of your height, but extra large because you have a body type that is confusing. And I'm not even saying that meanly. It's just your body is... What would you guess he is? A medium, an extra large?
Did I not wear a small shirt the other day that fit perfectly?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because your eyes deceive you.
Yeah.
You're kind of... His body is like a Thanksgiving gourd. You know, like a cornucopia gourd, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's tiny at the bottom, it's nice and thick like a vase in the middle, and it necks up a little bit, and then the very top, it's overflowing with shit. There's because his head is massive. It's just shit's coming out the tip top. So it's just like this beautiful gourd. It's like a beautiful cornucopia gourd. And I just want to grab it and shake it and kiss it right in the middle and smooch it and poke it and pull it.
Andrew, yeah. I have a question. If I could be sincere with you guys and you actually believe me, and I need maybe a minute. Hmm. The position I'm finding myself in, I'm being 100% serious. Bobby, look, you can see because my eyes might start to water. It's a confusing position for me to be in. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not guest hosting. I'm just here. And I'm finding myself in a position to where, what do I do? Do I try and stand out and look desperate? Do I sit back and not say anything? Do I play with one of my friends or do I fight with one of my enemies? And I don't know how to handle this situation right now. So I'm just going to play it cool.
I look like a shit gourd? That's what you... Yeah. Wait. I'm sorry. My bad. I look like a gourd shit.
You look like gourd shit.
Yeah.
You look like one of those... you know when somebody paints a cornucopia, like one of those impressionist paintings?
Yeah, I know.
But it's all sloppy and the fruit's all rotten. And there's flies all over it. I mean, it just looks... Everything has gone bad.
Yeah.
Everything has gone bad. Mm. Just open your gift and enjoy your gift. And say thank you to Rick,
thank you, Rick.
Please.
Doesn't matter. It's over. I'm hot.
What does it say?
Scooby, bloopity, blue, Scooby-Dee, oh yeah.
It's a theme song to... to my podcast.
Yeah, this has gone to shit.
The energy. I honestly haven't
gone to shit.
I haven't felt bomb energy in over a decade. I'm serious.
Yeah.
It's a combination of the suit and how
backfired.
Hot I am. It's
backfired.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest now.
Yeah.
That's garbage.
It's a tri-blend. That's better
garbage.
Than any of your merch.
That's garbage gift.
Okay.
And you know what?
Fine.
That gift shirt...
They're all for you.
That shirt right there is going to stay there for months.
I'll take it.
All right? Do not move that shirt.
I will.
Nobody in this building move that shirt. That piece of shit shirt is going to sit there for
this
months. It's not the right size. I don't get the fucking font.
I don't get the message.
You know what I mean?
It's my theme song.
It's not funny.
It's not everything doesn't have to be funny. It's a theme song. It's just a branding thing. Heaven's funny. Heaven's funny?
This is not... I didn't give you this as a gift, number one. Number two, this is some bullshit fucking thrift store shirt that I just put on.
Dude, I hate bombing.
Raycon! Hey, buddy! My favorite earbuds of all time are Raycons. They're the only ones I use in the house. Number one, they're slick. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass... and a more compact design. It's my favorite, Andrew. I love the little voice when she goes, "You are now connected." It's a soothing lady in the earpiece. It's my favorite.
It
tell them more, my friend.
They're also noise isolating fit, so they fit snug in your ear, which I really love because I run, as people know. And when I'm running, a lot of times sweat will make earbuds fall out, but Raycon tends to stick in my ear because they have different sizes of those little squishy protectors that you can
true
put on
that.
There. And I love them because they are tiny. It's a cool little case.
Yeah.
And honestly, genuinely, they do sound significantly better than most in-ear earbuds that you'll ever find on the market. And they're half of the cost of what you pay for those overpriced ones that are out there.
Also, there's celebrity endorsements, my friend. And my favorite celebrities of all time, Snoop Doggy Dogg, Melissa Etheridge. Whatever Melissa Etheridge says, I do. you know?
Same.
She has a hammer that she uses from Home Depot. She said to get it. I got it.
Buying that hammer.
Certain brand.
That's right.
Of hot dogs that she likes.
You guys got to give them a try. You have a 45-day return policy, so make sure that the pair of wireless earbuds that are right for you. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/badfriends. That's buyraycon.com/badfriends
for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Make sure you check it out while the deal's still running.
Buyraycon.com/badfriends. Bad friends.
BetterHelp. Andrew,
yeah.
During this pandemic, the one thing that's really helped me is this service, BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy has saved my life here in the pandemic, and I really highly recommend this service. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? There was a lot for me as well. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating under 48 hours. Kalila's done it in the house. Jules has used it. Tell them more, Andrew.
I use it as well, and it's not a crisis line. So for people that are confused about BetterHelp, it's licensed therapists online. They get you matched up with someone almost immediately that kind of fits what you need. And they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy for you. And also, it's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid's available. Many people need someone to talk to during this tough time. It is rough right now during the pandy. BetterHelp is there for you. You
and
can find out
thing,
all about them.
Andrew, yep. The service is available to clients worldwide. So if you're in Bangladesh or Beirut, I don't know where you might live, right? But worldwide.
Yeah, they're all over the world. You can go to betterhelp.com. Slash reviews to see all of the reviews from the million of people. Million
of them.
There's 1 million people. You can go to betterhelp.com/reviews. You can see the millions of people that have used BetterHelp that continue to use it. We're big into therapy, so you should try it out. So many people are using it. They're recruiting more counselors now. So if you're a counselor as well, check it out. Special offer for our Bad Friends listeners. You get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/badfriends. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/badfriends.
You know, when we're in the car with Juliana, I told her, I go, he's neurotic. Didn't I say that? He's a little all over the place. But he really is a funny guy, you know, and this is going to be great. Now, that being said, let's just rewind back. There were feelings for myself of regret. I have to admit,
yeah.
Of even asking you to do it.
I felt it when you asked
me. I understand that.
I said, are you sure?
As soon as I saw what you were wearing, I'm like, oh, shit. You know, hold up a bit. You know, this is a little weird.
Yeah.
Right? He's having a fucking breakdown.
Why?
Right?
It's just, I got a new place.
Let me finish what I'm going to say, you fucker. All right? And during, you know, since we've started, you know, there were moments of like, you know, oh, this is going to be great. No.
Yeah.
You know, all those feelings, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the reason why you're here is you just have to be yourself. And everything that we've done so far has been very good, I think. It's entertaining.
What do you guys think?
Okay. Now, listen, they don't ever talk. what do you say? That was the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, God. That was pure rejection. That was pure pain and suffering right in front of your face. Holy shit. I apologize that you had to fucking witness that.
Yeah.
They don't really ever talk, Fancy Bean and George. So.
Oh, I was asking YouTube. I wasn't thinking about it.
Oh, you were talking.
I was like, what do you guys think?
And that's a very good save. And that's why you're here. Because you're very, right? That was a very good save, right?
Yeah.
That's why you're crafty with your words and your mind.
When you say crafty, I want you to know that I know that you're doing anti-Semitic words.
Is crafty anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me why.
People say crafty.
Please explain.
Yeah, people say crafty instead of saying, oh, you know how to move money around.
No.
Andrew, back me up.
They do. Is the Riddler crafty?
Yes, and he is.
Is he Jewish? No, he's
yes,
not.
He is.
Yes, the Riddler.
Yes, he is.
The Riddler's Jewish.
Rindelbaum, yes, by the way, Rindelbaum, no joke, was written and originally a Jewish character. And the question mark was, will he survive? Because this was World War II.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, then I'm going to say this. You're right. He was anti-Semitic.
They wanted to know if he was going to survive after the Great Depression.
Right.
And the what Rick is explaining is Rindelbaum had put a lot of his money all over town. The original question mark was, where is his money? Where is he hiding it?
That's where the Mario coins so come from. Because we would hide them in brick and mortar.
I see.
Who else is crafty? So when you say words like that, crafty, Bobby, it's quite frankly, it's offensive to most, if not all, Jewish people.
Listen, guys, here's what I'm going to suggest.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm still hung up on the fucking shit squash.
Oh, I'm sure you're so offended that you look like a squash. There isn't a person watching this that hasn't said squash. Not one. Not one person that hasn't said squash. That doesn't bother you. Look at that picture behind you. It looks like you're growing from a gourd. Now, what I'd like to ask of you guys is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we try three crazy... Andrew over here, he's crazy. Uh-huh. You're nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a goof.
Yeah.
Could we try and actually get in it for at least 10 minutes at some point in this podcast?
I think we should do an improv game. What do you think? So you say a sentence of a story.
Andrew has never said no once if a camera's been on him.
You know, just an old-fashioned Second City improv game. You know what I mean? Where we...
No FSS.
And I'll make it up. I don't even know if this is a game. But you say... You tell me one sentence of a story, right? One sentence. I'll do the second sentence, and we'll just keep going. Jules, you have to...
Oh, that is a game. You do one word. You do one word.
No, no, Jules.
Word. One word.
One word. Everyone says one word. Is that what it is? Is that the sentence?
You say one word, and then you try and keep the cadence of an actual story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to try that?
A phrase or a word? Which one
we're telling a story.
Let's do the phrase. One word, I mean. Let's do a word.
Okay, just a word.
Yeah. So, Jules, you're playing, number one. And number two, this is how it works.
No, this...
Is...
How...
You...
Works. We'll be right back.
Yeah. But that's exactly how it is. You everyone says this, you know what I mean? You're supposed to say it. Jules, you're supposed to say it. But it's fine, all right?
Jules?
Do you not want to try it?
Jules?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Once.
There.
Was.
A.
Pumpkin.
Gourd.
In.
Connecticut.
And.
It.
Went.
What did she say?
Went.
Yeah, this isn't gonna work.
Get closer to the mic. Speaking.
Yeah, you have to get closer to the mic.
Also, Jules. You can't like take time. It has to be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, no one could take time. All right?
I didn't.
Yeah, you
She's
did.
Gotta speak up. She's gotta
speak up.
You gotta
speak up.
No, okay.
Right? And louder. Put the mic
here
to
we
your
go.
Mouth.
Ready?
I'm sorry, I vowed never to say that again. Put the fucking mic to the mouth.
Okay.
All right, don't get angry.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Okay. So.
Once.
There.
Was.
A.
Woman
named
Chlorine,
and
she
swam
very
well.
But
one
time
there
was
this
huge
pumpkin.
All right.
Well, stop.
What does that have to do with the swimming?
I don't stop. All right. You know, the last one we did. No, it's just fine. It's our first improv game. The last one we did, we brought up the pumpkin, and I'm just saying, there's just so many, you know, nouns that you could have picked, right?
Anything.
Anything, right?
Anything.
On the earth, you know what I mean, whatever, and you chose pumpkin, all right? So let's start over, right, and not use, we're starting complete, so this time, don't use previous words so that you can, you know.
Okay.
Bobby, I have a question.
Yeah.
How about the three of us try to explain this to her real quick by using the game?
Okay.
All right, yeah, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
First,
you
have
to
talk
directly
into
the
microphone.
Then
you
must
explain
to
the
audience
that
we
are
not
that
smart.
I really like this podcast. So, one last one.
Just yeah, let's do one.
And giggles.
But I want Rudy to start it. So
yeah,
Rudy
you have to start
it,
Rudy.
Okay, one
time
I
ate
a
pumpkin.
That's the story.
Yep. Andrew, I knew you were going to say pumpkin,
yeah,
and that's
I
love how Andrew is so smart. He's so present. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, man.
I'm sorry.
Have mercy, babe. I hope you don't mind. Let me clear. That was my first explicit CD.
Oh, I loved it. Dude, I love that. And they had five different remixes on there. Remember that? It was like the original, the club mix, the radio cut.
Wait, Andrew, 1 second. I think it's been more than 60 seconds since it's been about Bobby. So, Bobby, is there something you want to do to kind of get more comfortable?
I swear to fucking God, man. I swear to fucking God. You know what I was doing just now?
Yeah.
I was, in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let these two have their little moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Little
and
moment.
And for you, yeah, and for
so
you guys
condescending.
To call it back to me is so fucking rude, my friend.
Yeah, that's rude.
Right?
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Both of you, and I mean this, to the fans that are want to know the truth, I did get COVID. We kept it a secret for privacy purposes. We talked about it pretty openly on my other podcast, and I got it from a friend of a friend sitting outside having a beer. It sucks. It's a bummer, but I will say I want to thank you both. Genuinely, you both were very helpful. Kalila was unbelievably sweet and brought a bag of stuff to my house.
I fucking brought the bag, you fuck.
Hey, Bobby, let him just have his gratitude.
I can't even like get this out. I can't get one nice thing out.
All right,
go.
Also, fuck you for not letting your girlfriend just have a win.
Yeah.
Andrew, go ahead. Dick. I'm sorry. Bobby, this is for you. Andrew, go ahead.
So, Kalila dropped off a bag of goodies.
That's nice of her.
Bobby was smoking and playing video games while he was driving her. And Rick and his girlfriend, Betty, were so sweet and giving and constantly checking in to make sure everything was okay. So, I want to thank my friends for being there for me during a shitty time. And Bobby, now you can have your thing. Say your piece or whatever. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm feeling so many emotions right now.
By the way, I called Bobby 3 times in the past 2 days to talk one thing about business and one thing about life. I should show the text. I can send it. he literally just goes, I'm in AA. And I wrote, cool, would you mind calling me when you get out?
No, can I tell you?
Shut up. And then he goes, then the next day I call, I say, hey, man, can we chat? We need to chat about something. And he goes, I'm in therapy now.
Yeah.
I said, cool, can you call when you get out? Nothing.
But, this was my favorite. Can I read you an interaction you and I had that made me laugh?
Yeah.
All right, so you were very excited. You go, how cool was this? And you sent me this video. Right?
Yeah.
About the Rubik's Cube.
First of all, it's going to play at the beginning of this episode. It was the way that we opened this episode. It's amazing.
It's amazing,
a guy really loved it. He made a bad friends thing, Rick, with like 1,000 some odd Rubik's
Cubes. Yeah, I've seen
those
art. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah.
And then
I sent it to Bobby,
then you
and I said,
me
how
after
cool
that,
is it?
I didn't text you back, and then you texted me after that. You go, also, merch killed it. Because you're sitting in your bed, I can imagine, sick, you know, in your COVID thoughts, you know what I mean, and your body's tired. And so you go, he didn't respond to how cool is this? Well, I'll add more information. Also, merch killed it, right? And I waited as long as I could.
Why did you make that his voice?
I don't know. That's just what I. And I waited a couple hours, and my text back to you made me laugh. I go, who dis? Who dis? I said. Oh, how did that feel when I sent that? Angry.
No, I didn't get annoyed.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, good.
No, because it's who dis is one of those jokes that like losers use that don't have any sense of humor, that it's been around for so long and so many like hacky loser douchebags who dis? Yeah, who dis? Okay. Yeah. So it did make me mad. I just thought, what a hack. What a shitbag hack. Okay. Yeah, put on your glasses. Put on your rose-colored glasses because the world doesn't look so great, okay, without them. Bitch.
Loser.
Bitch.
You're a loser.
Bitch.
Oh man, Andrew, dude.
I'm a fucking loser.
You're so funny.
I'm a fucking loser, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, you're so funny. You're the writer, producer, star, and Bobby's Stimpy.
You know, it's so funny because in many landscapes this would be called bullying.
Yeah, in many. In other landscapes would be called standing up for yourself.
Really? A 5'2" fat. Small with a lot of disability.
Oh, fat, but you wear a small?
That was a very good
Thank
callback.
You. If you want to actually see the Ring sizes, just go to RigGlassman.com and check out the store.
There we go.
They're $80.
You guys are bullying me right now, and I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it for the team, right? I think that I got too much rest last night.
What do you mean?
Because I came in here with a lot of energy.
You slept too long?
I was singing, you know what I mean? Back in the car, I was back in the chain gang. I was excited to get here, right? Right? And as soon as I got here and we started, I've just been kind of like out of it.
Why?
That's Bobby Lee.
I don't
Lee.
Know. It's something about the energy. It's like, you know, it's making me sweat, you know? I feel like there's three different things going on at the same time. It's a whirlwind of energy and ideas, and I feel like I'm being ganged up on, you know, since the beginning.
I believe that.
Completely okay, Bobby, fine. Which is fine.
First of all, yeah. First of all.
I believe you.
The only reason I said something negative to you just now is because you made fun of the text exchange that we had, so I was retaliating against you. I said something sweet about what you and your respective girlfriend did for me, and then you made fun of my text response because I'm laying in bed.
You're right.
So I retaliated.
You're absolutely right.
So here's what I want to do. Yeah. Here's what I want to do to sort this balance out again. I'm going to step back for a minute. I want you two to take over the show for a second, and I want to enjoy and watch for just a moment. Okay.
But before we even do that, can I do something?
What do you guys think?
Andrew, before you tune out for a second, can I say something?
Sure.
All right. And I'm going to be...
Milking it.
Yeah, forget the... You're just calling me? Why are you calling me?
Just pick up.
Oh. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
I just feel out of it. There's so much going on that I just feel defensive, and I feel, you know, that a certain presence has taken over. I'm not saying Ricky. Mm. I'm just saying... He brought other, like, Jewish ghosts with him or something, right?
Hold on 1 second. I'm getting another call. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, I took my headphones off. I can't hear what you guys are saying, but it's probably boring. So I was just seeing if you had any nudie mags or something that you could explain to me.
I was just checking in to see how it's going over there.
All right, call me back. Do you have nudie mags that you could explain to me after you talked about
100%. 100%. I'll call you right back.
You fuck.
I'll call you back.
Get on Pornhub. I don't know what's going on here, but I have to say something. Can I say something to you, to everyone listening?
Of course.
All right. And I've probably said this before, but years ago...
Tito Andrew.
Hey, Jules. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's it going over there? Just checking in.
It's kind of messy.
Are you enjoying it at all? Is it fun or no?
It's okay.
Okay, you take care and be safe, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So...
Sorry, what's going on?
All right, so years ago, you know, I told you the first time I ever saw you, which was me and our other buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. We were in the OR, and we saw you perform for the first time, and we both looked at each other and said, this could have been 15 years ago. I don't know, a long time ago.
Long time ago.
And we looked at each other, and I remember distinctly going, wow, that guy's really funny. And then when I met you, I just knew right away that I was going to know this guy for a very long time. And there was a time in my life where I, you know, had nothing going on, so I decided to just try to, you know, develop things on my own, you know? So I did this talk show on the internet, on YouTube, called
Talking
with Bobby Lee. And I have to say that I asked you to do it, you showed up, and you did it for me. I think our episode was one of my favorites, aside from my brother and I did a really, really good one. And ever since then, I was just like, you know, I really love this guy. In fact, you know, I don't go to birthday parties and things like that. And one time you had one at the bowling alley, remember? And I showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did.
I showed up. And the reason why I showed up is because of the fact that I go, you know, I don't show up to anybody's shit, but it's like,
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm going to do this for this guy because I really like this guy, right? And
well, then, I love you.
You know, I've had, you know, so many offers from other, you know, podcast people wanting to do a podcast with me. I'm being real.
I know. But
as soon as, you know, and I've hurt a lot of people's feelings, right?
Yeah.
By choosing you. But the reason I'm choosing you is because of how I feel about you. You know, I feel that, number one, that you're very relevant for me. Number two, I think we have good chemistry. And number three, I trust you, right? And I think that you're a really good dude. And I found out that you had coronavirus, it broke my heart. And I felt bad for you. And it was a very sad situation in our household. And, you know, I don't really get on my hands and knees and pray, but I'm doing internal prayers for your safety. Okay?
Thank you.
So for you to fucking, you know what I mean? Say this bullshit. I'm being very
careful.
Here it goes. I'm not. No.
Here it goes, Rick.
No.
Here it goes.
Here's it. for you to be sick right now, right?
Yeah.
It makes my heart break.
Thank you.
Is what I was going to say.
Thank you.
Okay. And I love you.
I love
okay?
you.
Okay. So that's the truth of the matter. So when you call me shit gourd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you do all these little things, right, to hurt me. Yeah, when you do that face, you know what I mean? That ching chongy face that you just did. Right? It's like it burns.
Yep.
Because
no, I know.
You seem to think that I'm like, you know what I mean, some sort of fucking predator or some, you know what I mean, some parasite. I'm not.
Mm, no, yeah. I know.
Bob, I'm a good dude. I love you. And I'm just trying to make, you know, this podcast work. And I'll have to be honest with you. We've had my brother do it, Tom Segura do it. We have Ricky here. And we're doing everything we can to keep this thing going while you're sick, right?
You did you guys are doing a great job, and I really do appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on here, but it's like
I just want to tell you,
yeah,
we're good, and I love you.
Hello, Tushy.
Hello, Tushy.
Do you have a butthole?
I do.
Well, then this ad is for you, my friend.
All right.
I'm going to say this right now. I have the cleanest and a better butthole in general because of Tushy.
Yeah.
honestly, it's better. It's most improved, my butthole, you know? I don't use as much toilet paper because of Tushy. I installed it in my own house, but you know how dumb I am,
mm-hmm.
right? I was able to install it in my own house, man. And let me say something right now. Bidets cost thousands of dollars. This high-tech device, $79, my friend.
It's extremely affordable,
it's so
my
affordable,
friend.
It my friend.
It is incredible. We have one at the house, and we have one at the studio. It changed my life. You know, most people think that bidets are extremely expensive, fancy things that only rich people have, which used to be true. Tushy is so easy to install that a moron like Bobo can do it, and it's so easy to use, and it feels really, really good.
It really does
nice
feel good.
Tickle. You get a nice little tickle after your movements. It's totally worth it. And everyone out there that has never tried one. I promise you, Tushy would be the one. That's the start. If you're really wanting to try one, try Tushy. I guarantee you'll like it. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off. It's a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends. You'll get 10% off. Hello Tushy is great. We use it. Get your butthole clean. hellotushy.com/badfriends.
Policy genius. Dude, you know, Andrew? Let me tell you something
mm-hmm.
right now, dude.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween's coming up, right? And it's like, it doesn't need to be scary, dog, right? You know why?
Nope.
You can start working on your home and auto insurance and feeling good about that. And Policy Genius insures that, my friend.
Right? I want to feel good about that. I have a home and I have an auto. And I do know that Policy Genius helps save people about $1,100 a year. What they do is they shop top-rated insurers in one place. It's pretty incredible. If you've never used Policy Genius, it's super simple. Go to policygenius.com. You answer some of the questions that they have about your property, and they just compare rates from all over the country to find you the best rates. And there's licensed experts that'll tell you ways you can maximize your savings. It's
extremely
efficient.
Policy Genius, dude, also has like a 5-star rating across 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google, dude.
So if you're a homeowner, head over to policygenius.com right now to get started. They've saved their home and auto insurance customers an average of $1,127 a year. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Go to policygenius.com right now.
Will you and I
ever
be as pleasant to one another that is equal to the amount of respect that we actually have for one another?
All right, you know what? You're right. You know, I'm a bully.
Because you did come in bullying me, and I was in defensive.
You're right. I'm a bully.
On an away court.
You're right. I'm a bully, and I'm going to change my tune now. Thank you so much for doing this podcast.
I'm sorry if I let Andrew down.
No, stop. I'm talking. I'm fucking talking, right? Don't do that again.
Yeah, racist.
All right, it's racist, but it's also annoying. I think that you... Fuck.
Don't worry about it.
No,
it's fine.
I have to get it out.
I'm aware.
I have to get it out. You know, it's like... When we're at the Comedy Store and you're trying to get in and you're coming up to me, right, trying to get Adam Egget's ear, and I go to bat for you. Mm. What do you think that is?
You mean when you talked to him?
Yeah.
6 years ago?
No, I've been doing it. You know what you mean? 2 years ago, you I would meet you in the parking lot and you'd be like,
"No, this was." I'm not going to get into semantics, and I'm not going to catch myself being defensive. So I appreciate you. But I will say this. This room,
yeah,
the stage was set. Set. We came in prepared.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Everything's fine. Nothing happened.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, everything's good. Great. Nothing happened.
I don't feel satisfied yet.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
You think we're done? How much time have we done?
5 minutes.
We've done 5 minutes.
No, I think he's saying there's 5 minutes left.
No, 5 minutes. We've only done 5 minutes.
What of if, usable shit.
I remember going to, me and Joe Coy were pitching a show, right? And then Joe Coy was like, you know, saying, you know, Bobby and I are good stand-up comics. And one of the executives looks at me and goes, wait, you do stand-up comedy? To me, right? And I go, yeah. You know, and it's like, it burned, but it's also one of those situations where it's just, in retrospect,
who cares?
And it's also funny, you know, it's just a funny, like, I can visualize, it would have been a great scene in a show, you know what I mean? Where, you know what I mean? You could see me blush and try to be defensive, you know what I mean? So it's just like one of those things where it's life. It's like that in every aspect of life.
Joe Coy has the most, not humble Instagram I've ever seen. He's on like private jets and, that guy knows how to show off, baby.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, that one video, I mean, he's a very good friend of mine, so I don't want to say too much, but there was
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying he really does like to flash. Like he loves to flash.
He's a star
and he worked really hard.
We all work really hard.
I know, but
what does
not
even mean?
Like Joe Coy, dude. All right. Did you sell out a theater in Hawaii doing 4 shows when you were taping a special instead of 2 just because all the Hawaiians wanted to see you? No, dude. Joe Coy, dude, he's got action figures. He's got T-shirts. I don't know when this is coming out, and I feel like I don't want to like put this out in case he isn't open about it yet, but he's selling buses next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Coy tour buses. It's nuts.
I think in many ways, though, he it doesn't seem like it, I guess, from the outside, but he's humbled himself personally. You know what I mean? Like, if you talk to him, he's all about, like, staying in your lane, you know, living in the moment, you know?
When he says staying in the lane, does he mean, like, in his Ferrari in his lane? What is he talking about?
No. What I'm saying is that, like, because I have a thing where I compare myself with other people.
Yeah.
And there are times where I go, well, how come that guy got that? And how come this person got that? And he's just basically like, just you're doing what you're doing and just stay in your, you know, lane.
He does have a grateful, like his personality type. He is grateful for what he has and has done in a way where there's something refreshing about being around him.
Yeah.
Where he like my opinion of him, he came and he did my podcast. I didn't know him very well.
Yeah.
I've since gotten to know him, but he acts, and this is such a cliche, I guess, of my projections, but he doesn't act like he's successful.
Yeah, that's what I say.
And he appreciates other things that, like, somebody who has accomplished as much as he had. So there's something about Joe that, as much as he is like, look at this stadium that I sold out with Boys to Men for some reason, there's something very great about Joe. So I'd like to say, Joe Coy,
Here's to you. And also, he's a good father.
Which is the most important part.
I'm being real.
Yeah.
He's a great dad. His son loves, they have a great relationship.
A lot of people say I look like his son.
In many ways you do.
Thank
you. And so he's you know, there are others I could talk about that bother the fuck out of me.
You know, I have a story that's similar to you pitching a show. When I go to the Comedy Store, I often get carded. I get carded.
Do you really?
I do. It's happened numerous times. And the first time it happened, I had a conversation with myself that happened in about 2 seconds, but it because I know how to talk to myself fast. But here was a conversation in my head. I'm so mad. I want to go home. I don't know if I'm embarrassed, but I don't want people seeing that this is happening.
Right.
This guy has probably only been working here for a few months. He doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
The best thing you could do is just give him your card and say, have a good day.
No, you lash out.
I didn't. I'm very proud of how, and by the way, I've been carded there numerous times.
Are you being real?
I'm being.
So you go to a LA comedy club and the doorman, who happens to be a comic.
I answered
comics,
the phones there. This is post television shows.
Right. So they're like, excuse me, what's your ID? What's your reaction at first?
Well, the first time.
That's reenacted.
The first time it happened.
Re-enacted.
I'll tell you. The first time it happened, I'm with John DeWalt. Okay.
I don't know who that is.
Johnny Boom Booms.
I love Boom Boom.
John, who doesn't do stand-up anymore, he my first thought was, John, be cool. Because, you know, we're an extension of each other when we're there.
Yeah.
So I didn't want him to be like, fuck you, my ID? I'm a co-producer on, you know, whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
Which is, I get the energy.
So you're at the store, I'm a doorman.
Okay. I just walk past you because I'm not expecting you to stop
me.
So you have to, like, stop
me. I'm going to.
Okay.
God. Whoa, buddy. Listen, where's your ticket? Where's your ID, first of all?
Okay. Yo, why the fuck are you carding him? Why are you carding him, bro?
John, chill.
Who are you? I need to see your ID as well.
First of all, I'm a co-producer.
Just give me the ID that's in the improv. Just give me the fucking ID, man. Okay, Rick Gleeman, and okay, you're of age. Do you have a ticket?
No, I'm a comic, dude.
We're comedians.
Open mics on Sundays.
I know. I'm just coming to watch. Some of my friends are here. I hope that's not a problem.
And that's how you do it.
Yeah. But I maintain the eye contact.
At some point, they might go, it doesn't matter. What if they go?
That's never happened. The closest I can say that has happened, and this one bothers me.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, I did work there. Second of all, I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I'm there on a who gives a fuck night, when it's not sold out, a Wednesday at 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sitting in the back bucket seat. Okay, maybe my mom's in town and we're here to see. We're here to see Brent and Andrew.
It's embarrassing.
Okay, now I'm sitting in the back bucket seat with my mom, and the other three bucket seats have nobody in them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Then one of the whoever the fuck who goes, by the way, who I guarantee you 3 days earlier at the open mic would have been doing this. Hey, I just watched the vice president debates. Hey, the flies. You could tell how bad the vice president. He's a piece of shit. And he's fumbling over his fly jokes, you hack fuck. He comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder, okay, says, hey man, paid regulars only. When I want to say, my mom's almost 70, you cunt goof. My mom's going to sit here. Nobody's sitting here. I'm sorry, you have to go. You have to go. And then I have to tell my mom, hey mom, I didn't make it. I didn't make it. We can't even sit here. You have to stand. You're 70. You have to stand. You know who's going to sit there next? Somebody's dog. That
Eliza's
bothers
dog.
Me.
Eliza's
you know, listen, doesn't Eliza's matter. Dog. Doesn't matter who it is.
Okay.
She's great.
She's great.
I'll tell you something. The dog gets more respect than me.
Right. I have a story for you, you fuck.
Wait, right? I thought you liked me.
A year ago. 1 year ago. Hmm. I go to the Laugh Factory. The Laugh Factory. I walk in the front door. Some guy, a doorman, he takes his arm and he goes like this to block me.
One of the doormen, with a suit?
Yeah.
Careful how your arm is like.
Yeah, that looks like a Heil Hitler.
He didn't do this.
Well, he would have if you were taller.
Yeah, I know. He went like this. He goes, wow, buddy, wow.
Right? All of your impressions sound like Tommy.
It was Tommy. No, he goes, wow, buddy. I go, whoa, what's up? What's up? And he goes, ID, dude. To me, right?
ID, dude.
And I go, all right, I'm leaving. And I left, right? Mm-hmm. And I still haven't been back.
How long has it been?
A year. I will not go.
Nope.
It's disrespectful.
So what? But the truth is, if he doesn't know, what could he have done to know? Should he have looked at all the headshots of the people? Like, should he study that portrait that's outside the Laugh Factory?
It's my stupid ego. You know,
you're wrong.
Not everyone's going to know everybody.
I know, but Andrew, and I'm with Rick on
the
this
bucket
one.
Seats is different
I'm
than the door.
I'm telling you, right, no, I'm dude, number one, I'm sorry, but I was 8 years on a network sketch show, right? I'm a regular at all the clubs in New York and at all the clubs, right? I headline every room, a room in America, right?
Yeah.
And I have... You know, at this point, you know what I mean? I had a pretty good podcast. I mean, there are just certain things that – and also the Laugh Factory, it's like I'm very good friends with the owner of the club. Mm-hmm. He's flown me – him and I have gone to Hawaii together in New York.
Sick.
Right? My point is that, you know, at this point, it was just like when he did that, I was just like instead of going into a confrontation of some sort, I just decided I'm out.
Do you think that was the right decision?
I don't know. I'm asking.
No. I think you give him your ID and you say, hey, man, you don't know who I am. I just want to introduce myself.
All
man,
right.
Bobby.
I fucked it up.
And,
all right.
That's what I do.
All right.
But the bucket seats.
It's okay. It's okay. People don't know who you are. And a lot of times the door people are comics.
And they're new.
And so they may not know.
I made up the story.
What?
Yeah, I made up the story.
One time, I made up the story.
Why? I'm sorry.
It wasn't
funny.
I don't know why. I have no idea why.
One time I was going, I was trying to get into the Hollywood Improv, and they didn't know who I was.
I don't know why I did it.
I hear you, and you're
I'm
sorry.
I'm a liar. I'm a liar.
It's funny to find the intention. My guess is you were trying to connect through a joke.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to say, like, I hear you.
Yeah, I was trying to, but it's like.
But then you still went. No disrespect, but I was on a fucking show for 8 years.
I committed to the whole thing, and I fucked it up.
Man.
I read the situation wrong. I committed to this fucking line of thinking, and then it just didn't pan out the way I thought it was going to pan out. And then I didn't know, should I just let it go? In my head, I was like, I should let this lie go, right? But I go, no, I'll just admit that I lied. And now it's even weirder than it was before.
I think it was hilarious and good, and I'm glad you came clean.
Oh, God. It made me laugh, though. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Andrew. Tell me your improv story.
This is a nice table.
It's great. It's mahogany.
One time I was trying to get into the improv.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Rick, by the way, I was just fucking around before. It's me.
Yeah, I know it is.
You guys have, both of you, have successful podcasts. Two, at least, each. Mm. Do you feel, now that stand-up is on, not happening, mm-hmm. do you feel that you have lost something because of what podcasts offer your stand-up? Or do you feel that because there is no stand-up, these podcasts are so much more valuable? That's a real question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't really think of it in those terms.
As far as creativity.
I don't think of as podcasting as even work or something that I have to do. It's something that I enjoy doing.
No, I understand.
So it's like I don't really put a lot of – I mean I value the people that listen and people that love us. I really have a connection with them. And that's what's great about it. I think my connection with podcast fans are – greater than any other fan base that I could ever have, you know what I mean? Because they know who I am. And when I meet them via on the streets or, when I communicate them through means like social media or whatnot, there's a different kind of interaction that we have, you know what I mean? They know things about me, like how's, Gobi, your dog, or like they know things about me, so there's a deeper connection. But
Would you have a successful podcast if it weren't for stand-up? Bobby?
What is it?
Would your podcast be as successful if it is, if you didn't, when you started it, have stand-up to meet the people face-to-face throughout? If you never did stand-up and you only did the podcast, would the fans feel the same way?
Well, if I hadn't done stand-up and then did podcasting, I don't think I would have a fan base because everything is interconnected, right? Everything in my – right, Andrew, don't you think? It's like how the fuck am I going to – the reason why when I did a podcast that I had some – viewership, right, is because I did have fans from previous mediums, right? So the Mad TV fans or fans from all these variety of other things that I've done.
Hawaii 5-0.
I've never been on that.
Weren't you on
Hawaii?
I didn't mean any offense.
I'm not. I didn't take it offense. I just didn't know what you meant by Hawaii 5-0. That's all.
All right.
So but do I miss doing stand up? I do. I'm just accepting my reality like everyone else is on planet Earth.
Thank you. Andrew, do you feel the same
way?
Please
don't ding that again.
Because I feel Andrew feels differently. I feel Andrew misses stand-up in a different way. I'd love to hear it. Okay. And Andrew, would you like to do a couple of minutes?
I would love to. I miss stand-up very much. I'm really sad. I was supposed to be out this weekend somewhere, and sadly I couldn't do it because of the Rona. And if I'd like, I could do a couple of minutes right now if you guys would like. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Hey, what's up? It's great to be here. How you guys doing?
Yeah, this is awesome.
Right on. Thank you so much for coming out. It's good to see you guys. We got, what do we got? A little brown chick, a little bowl of noodles, and a Jew. You know what they say, a brown girl, a noodle bowl, and a Jew walk into a bar. And they end up owning the bar, having the family run it, and then selling it a couple years later for a pretty good profit.
Crafty. I like this guy. Guys, I hate that the podcast started when it did, because right now I feel like I'm in the pocket with you guys.
Stay in it.
Yeah, stay in it.
All right. Could you be a,
by you acknowledging it though, it kind of ruins the momentum
but
of it.
You calling me out kind of ruins the momentum of it. I'm being positive. You're being objective.
Okay. Touché. Go ahead.
It's good to be here. So yeah, you know, bad friends. Yeah, at first I was like, I wonder why they call it Bad Friends. Then I watched the show. These guys are so bad, it makes... It makes, the Lakers and the Clippers seem like good friends.
I like this guy. He's crafty.
Yeah, that's why you're not a regular at the store.
True. But you know where I am a regular?
Where?
Nobody.
It's, I know.
Nobody has me. Nobody wants me around.
No, that's not true.
No, it's true, Andrew. My own parents, you know what they said to me the other day?
What?
Get out of here. I went home for the holidays. My dad's like, I'm glad you're here.
Get out of here.
Where's the food? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Andrew.
I want you to keep this conversation moving with Jules. I want you to introduce. You didn't even get to really talk about
Jules. Yeah, you guys never really got to know each other.
Andrew, do you have any direction on how you'd like this to go, or does it not matter?
Typically, you just pick up the baton and run with it.
You got it. How long have you been running track?
Talking the mic.
How long have you been running in track and field?
I am not in track and field.
Perfect. This is the kind of girl I like to pick up a baton and pass it to. Now, question. When you decided to be part of this family, did you feel excited or nervous or some other feeling?
The first day I came here, I just came here to look after Tito Bobby. That's what Tikalila told me.
Look after him how?
Because of COVID, because he's...
Oh, to watch, make sure that he's being clean?
Yeah. And then Tito Bobby just suggested that I should join, and then I just said, okay.
I love that. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Bobby, what are you doing?
You make the environment difficult to survive in. That's your superpower. You struggle in life so much that you're able to bring everyone down with you. And I resent it.
Okay. That was a really good segment.
Are you going to edit?
Thank you.
Are you going to edit some of this out?
No.
Good. I want people to have the full context of why I'm...
No, no.
You have coffee in your hair.
I know.
Okay. Seriously, dude. The first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes, I haven't felt this feeling in a decade.
A lot of times, you know, people, when they're driving, they like the awkward, like if you, for instance, you ever see the David Lynch movie, Lost Highway?
Love.
Right?
Great
but
movie.
You can't really understand really what's going on, do you?
But there's such a disconnect.
Right. But when you're watching Lost Highway, there's just certain things in the scenes that don't really match up. And there's also, David Lynch has a way of, like, if you watch a movie like Eraserhead, where when two people are having a conversation and there's a 30-second gap of just them just sitting there and you can hear, like, the pipes, you know what I mean? I like that feeling of awkwardness. And that's what this podcast, especially this one, is giving everyone, a sense of unease, right?
Yeah, I guess.
And I think that also is something that's entertaining. When people – see what you're doing right now. I don't know what you're doing.
I wasn't going to throw it at you.
I know, but just stop picking things up when I'm talking.
Tito Bobby, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How did you first met Rick, and what was your impression of him?
I didn't like him at first.
No one does.
No, I honestly didn't like him at first. At first, I was like, first of all, it's like, I auditioned for a show that you, no. Yeah, when I found out that you got undateable, and I couldn't even get an audition, right? I went, fuck that guy, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'd see you around the store, and then you went to Montreal before I ever went to Montreal. So when I found out you went to Montreal, I was like, what the fuck? That guy went to Montreal? He's not even a regular at the Comedy Store. And so then in the beginning, it was like, but then what Rick does, he's kind of like a tick. Mm. You're, that's probably not. Yeah, a tick, like a wood tick. You know, a tick that you would find in New Hampshire.
A wood tick.
Like a wood tick, yeah. And, you know, you're going to get Lyme disease, so you might as well just go in the forest, you know?
Huh?
Yeah. So he was just around, and it's like I'm like a lumberjack in the New Hampshire forest, and I'm just like accepting the fact that I'm going to get bit by this thing, right? And he bit me.
Yeah.
And I started getting the disease, Lyme disease, right? And my body started aching. I couldn't sleep good, you know? And I realized
Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I mean, I'm living with the disease, but my point is this.
It shows.
You're infectious, you know, and you slowly I came around.
Yeah.
And I realized that this thing, this tick, we're not going to be eradicated.
Andrew, did you just fart?
Is it corona fart?
Yeah. Funny stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, Kalila and I are starting a podcast.
Right now if we... Like, if you were in that room, would you smell that fart or no?
If I was in the room, would I have a choice? And that's the philosophical question. You see, a lot of people choose, should I smell this fart or should I not?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that was the wrong. You know, it's like I donated money to that guy running against Lindsey Graham, Jamie Harrison, right?
How much money did you donate?
$650.
I'll match it. Andrew, you want to match it?
And now I'm And I put my. I made a mistake by putting my number, you know, in the donation. My
Bobby,
cell number.
Why did you do that? Why did you donate $650 to somebody?
Because I want Jamie Harrison to beat Lindsey Graham.
And so the money is going to help Jamie Harrison beat Lindsey Graham?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to do something. I wanted to donate so that they could have some.
Do you ever donate your time instead of money for this stuff? Like, do you ever help out?
No,
with
I don't.
I've never once?
No. But now I'm getting all this, like, first of all, he emails me, and I'm sure everyone gets it, every 5 minutes. Good, Bobby, I know you gave me $650. I know it's not personal. It's like this, you know, but it's like another $150. You know, it's constant, man. And I'm getting texts from him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
For Andrew.
Go ahead.
When did you first meet Rick, and what was your impression of him?
Yeah,
Rick and I met through stand-up comedy many, many years
ago. I do
ago
remember exactly
decade.
Where I met you. At the Comedy Store in the original room.
Yes.
I just saw you go up, and I thought you were so funny. And I was friends with Brady Matthews at the time, and I didn't know who you were. And then you were in the back, right from the stage, the back left, when you walk and you turn right. And you guys were there, and Brady looked like he owned the place, because I'd never seen somebody put their foot up on a chair there, because we're all, like, new. And he puts his foot up, and you were just sitting with him, and you guys were holding court, and... One of you guys did a joke or whatever, and you guys, you know, like I
like Brady, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same
nice guy.
They, you guys took me in. I don't know if it was like I felt like an outsider, but I did just move there. And it felt nice not just to be like, hey, come on over and do bits, but I had already seen you. And like, this guy's so super funny. So I just always associated you and Brady together for the longest time. And then
I've known him for a long time, too. Yeah. A very long time.
Both from Chicago.
Yeah, did you and Adam Ray have a falling out? Because you guys were together all the time, and then you guys were doing stuff together, and all of a sudden you guys weren't.
Well, we were living close to each other at the time, and also, this is what happens in comedy. People have said that to me before. I was like, no, it's just, you stop seeing people when you...
Don't live within, like, 5 minutes of them.
Yeah, it's really hard to see people anymore, so we just kept doing our own thing, and when your schedules get busy... and you're doing other shit, it's really hard to see your old friends anymore. I mean, especially the pandemic has really put something into perspective, genuinely, I'm being serious, and especially with this virus. Like, I talked to Dr. Drew about this. They're having to explore how many people suffer from anxiety and depression because of the virus outside of the physical ailments, because it does really fuck with your head. Like, you get extremely isolated, and you don't really want to talk to people about it because it's kind of fucking annoying and it's a stigma. And then you also get super depressed because you're like, when am I going to not be sick anymore? And then you think about other people that are around you that might have gotten sick. It just, it spirals a little bit. So you begin to isolate a little bit, and it gets weird. It does get a little strange, and it's kind of what the pandemic has already been doing to people, which is like pushing us further and further away from each other. It's really fucked up, dude. It's the psychoanalysis of what's going on now will be interesting to see in 10, 20 years from now.
Andrew, you said something that sparked a thought. Is my OCD is rampant, okay?
Yeah.
And I've been living in a pandemic since before this thing hit. And it's gotten tougher. But I've been forced to interact with people because of the podcast. And I have to say that I have been connecting with an hour plus long conversation with new people, but mostly friends, because of the podcast. And if it weren't for the podcast, I think I would have lost my mind. I wouldn't have talked to anybody. So this medium, and as much of a clusterfuck as this is, it's nice to get out of the house, to get dressed to play with you, to play. Andrew, I've seen you more since we did my podcast earlier this year, and then yours, and then we've taken walks and we've talked and this. I've seen you more, and I think a big part of that, not by choice, but just by situation, has been because of podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's something really cool about, I miss so much going to clubs when we're all there. And the more successful you get, the more you're doing your own shit. So podcast has kind of done that. So I just want to say thank you guys for having me. And I really am sincerely grateful of being able to play with people every week because of this.
I have to admit, too, that little brief, I went to Whitney's house last week or whatever, a couple weeks ago, and I saw Lederman, and I saw Pavinsky, and I saw all the girls.
Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, I saw your Adam Ray friend, my friend as well. He was wearing the Dr. Phil clothing.
Funny stuff.
It was an open mic at Whitney's house. He wore the prosthetic Dr. Phil stuff for the open mic. There was five people there. I go, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I know, I'm just doing the open mic. I go, that took 9 hours. But anyway, it was really good to see all of them for some reason. I felt joy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think also I feel the same way. Thank you for being a bad friend.
Rick, I want you to look directly into your camera. You're single there, and just say thank you for being a bad friend very seriously.
Yeah. Could I do it now?
Do whatever you want, yeah.
Well, I have two things to say.
Okay.
First, thank you for being a bad friend. And second,
live from New York, it's Saturday night!
You could use the first part or...
Yeah.